Good to see you out this morning, and thank you for being here. It's always a blessing to get together and fellowship, and I enjoy preaching. I hope you enjoy hearing the message. Well, this morning we're going to talk about light. You know, light, I think, is something that we take for granted, probably because we've harnessed electricity. I read somewhere where a scientist said, you know, here's what he said. He goes, to be honest, he goes, I can't explain electricity. He goes, I just know we harnessed it. You know, we have the ability to walk into a room, flip a switch, and have light. And for the most part, it's 24 hours a day. Here, at least in the United States of America, we can do that. Walk in, turn on a switch, and you have light. I think sometimes we don't even think about it. It's just what we do, and it's just expect it to be there. And when the lights don't come on, then that's a problem. And we have an issue. And then we make a big deal of it and begin calling and seeing what's going on and have to get someone to take care of that. And that's because darkness is devastating. I mean, think about darkness. When you have darkness, when there's no light, then you can also have problems. I know I'm not the only one that's ever walked across the room and ran into something that I thought wasn't there. That someone accidentally left out or put there and I didn't know it was there. Without dark or without light, you can have problems. Without light, you can even have chaos. There have been records in history, even in our country, where the lights have went out. The one I can think of off the top of my head is back in the 70s, late 70s, when there was a big power outage in the middle of the summer in New York City. The lights went out. One witness who was there said the nights were terrible. And he wasn't talking about just the heat because there was no air condition, but the criminals. And everybody was looting and raiding, and especially at night. Nobody trusted anybody. People were guarding not only their houses, but they were guarding if they had stores. They were sitting guarding their stores with weapons. Nighttime brought problems because there was no lights. It was pitch black and people could do what they wanted. Also, with light you find destruction. You can even find discouragement with light. Without light, you can even find discouragement. You know, the Bible tells us, and this is where we're going to get into our message here this morning. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the light of this world. Turn with me, if you would, to John chapter 12. Jesus Christ is the light of this world. Now, He's not a light of this world. He's the light of this world. Now, John chapter 12, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 44 this morning. It says, Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. That would be God the Father. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not, he says there, abide in darkness. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the blessings you've given to each one of us. Thank you for the blessings you've given to our church. I pray as we look at this passage that we can be encouraged from what we find here. We can be challenged from what we find here. Lord, I pray that you'll provide the spiritual needs for each individual today. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk about two considerations concerning the light. The first one we're going to talk about is the power of the light. And the second one we're going to talk about the purpose of the light. Now, when I say the light, I'm talking about Jesus Christ being the light of this world. We're going to talk about His power first, and then secondly, His purpose. And we're going to look primarily at this passage here this morning. We may have some other references as we go through this message, but primarily it's going to be from right here. Verse 46, He says, I am come a light into the world. If you go back, and we've read verses 44 and verse 45, you'll notice the context of this verse. Jesus Christ is making it very clear, not only to those that He was speaking to on this day, but also to anyone who would read this afterwards, He is making it very clear that He was sent by God the Father. And that if you saw Him or heard Him, then you saw God the Father or you heard God the Father. Because notice what He says in verse 45, And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. As far as the power of the light, my first thought here this morning is that it is a glorious light. Jesus Christ is a glorious light. He is a divine light. You know, when you think of lights today, you can have all sorts of lights. You have light bulbs that have different wattage. You have light bulbs of different shape. They have different purposes. And depending on what you need, You can have a street light, you can have a searchlight, you can have a spotlight, you can have a flashlight. Jesus Christ is a glorious light. He's a divine light. A light sent from God the Father into this world of darkness, this world of sin. In 1 John chapter 1, I want to read a verse and show you something here concerning Jesus and being the light. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, he says here, "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Once again, if you go back in this passage, it's talking about Jesus Christ. That's the context of this passage. It's our verse 1, "From the beginning, which we have heard," he's talking about the word of life which they have handled, which is Jesus Christ. And basically, the conclusion is that Jesus Christ, or that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. That tells us that Jesus Christ is perfect. There's no sin. There's no hint of sin. There's no stain of sin. He had no wicked thought, no ungodly thought. Everything about him was perfect. And that's why he's the divine light. That's why he's a light in this world. And that's why, as coming into this world, he provided light in a world of darkness. You see, he's like turning on. If you turn off all the lights in a room, he's like when you turn on a flashlight and it glows. That's what Jesus Christ is like to this world. He's a light coming into the world. And he's a light like no other. No other individual could make the claims that he made. No other individual could back it up with their life like Jesus Christ did. And that's because he's the Son of God. You know what Peter says about him in 1 Peter chapter 2? Peter said he was a marvelous light, is the word that he used, a marvelous light. He couldn't even describe him, except that he was marvelous. And this morning, I'll tell you this, he is marvelous. And I hope and pray by the end of this message, you will see the importance of having him in your life. Secondly, he's a general light. He's a light to the entire world. You see, Jesus Christ is a light to the entire world of every generation. Everyone living in this world today, whether you live in this nation or those that live in another nation across the seas, he's a light to everyone in this world. He's not a light just in one area. You see, Jesus Christ didn't come just to one nation. Now, he did come to the Jews. The Bible says that they rejected him, but guess what? He also presented himself to the Gentiles. So anyone that would believe on him would be saved. And so he's a light, not just to one nation or one country, but to the world. Also, he's not a light to a select few. You know, Jesus Christ isn't a light just to a certain group here, a certain race over here. He's a light to the entire world. We know in Romans 10, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This morning, I can tell you this, Jesus Christ is a light to you. He came into this world for you, to shine a light so you could have a light in this world of darkness and in this world of sin. And that's because he's a Savior to anyone that calls upon him. You know, we're saved by Jesus Christ alone. Nothing else. Nobody else helps out. Jesus Christ alone provides salvation because he alone went to that cross. You know, when you read the account in the Gospels, Jesus Christ didn't hang on the cross and then say, "How about someone come help me out?" He made the payment for sin by himself. He didn't need help. He made the atonement all by himself. He has that power. You see, this morning, he's a light by himself. We don't help him out. We don't need another Savior. He doesn't need anyone else to partake in salvation. He alone provides salvation for those that seek him. Another thing, too, as far as a general light, how about this? His salvation costs nothing. How many of you like free things? I enjoy free things. I enjoy people hand things out. Jesus Christ is a free light, so to speak. Salvation is free this morning. You don't have to save up and pay for it. You don't have to put in enough hours so you can earn it. It's yours if you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's a free light to all those that accept him. Thirdly, he's a glowing light. You know, when you look at the moon, how many enjoy looking at the stars and the moon? You know, the stars have their own light, of course, but the moon doesn't. The moon is a reflection of the sun. And when you look at the moon, it glows. Sometimes it's bright sitting out there. But the moon has no light of itself. Everything that you see there is a reflection from the sun. And without the sun, the moon would be dark. Without the sun, we would be unable to see that moon. This morning, Jesus Christ will also light up the life of those that He resides within. If you're saved here this morning, Jesus Christ will light up your life. He will provide the light that He gives, not only within to bring peace, but also a light that others, I think, will begin to see in your life because of the way you talk, because of the places you go, because of the life you live. Others will begin to see Jesus through you. You know, without Jesus Christ, we are powerless before God. Without Jesus Christ, we remain in our sins before God. And without Jesus Christ, we continue in darkness. But with Him, light enters into the heart, and that light will shine through to others. You know, this morning, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you're 5 years old, 6 years old, 7, 8, 9, 10, or if you're 100. If you've trusted in Christ as your Savior, then that light will come into your life and begin to shine through. Fourthly, He's a guiding light. He's a guiding light. You know, today many people are looking for spiritual direction. I think it's safe to say that most of us would agree that life on earth is difficult. We've got a lot of decisions to make. There's a lot of results that happen from those decisions. And on top of that, there are a lot of things that happen in your life that you have no control over. We don't control the economy. We don't control necessarily what happens at our workplace. Now, if you're the owner, you may have some control, but even then, you're at the mercy of those that you do business with. So we really have, I guess you say, we're really dependent on a lot of people. Jesus Christ provides guidance and direction in this world of sin, or in this world of darkness. It's because, first off, in Acts chapter 26, the Bible tells us that He opens our eyes. Acts chapter 26 and verse 18. Acts 26, and this is the Apostle Paul talking about his ministry as a missionary. And here he says in verse 18, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Jesus Christ was sent into this world basically to take sinners from darkness to light. Now think about that. Sitting in darkness with no hope, no direction, and no future, and Jesus Christ says, hey, you come over here, you trust in me, and guess what? Everything changes. The lights are turned on. Everything changes. You get to see things clearly. You have direction in your life. You have purpose. That's all because of Jesus Christ. You see, He's a guiding light. And He provides guidance and direction so we may know how we're to live before God. There's a story of a little boy who was walking along a country lane late at night with his dad. And he's walking along the fence line. And out in the country, there were no street lights or street lamps. They had the stars to guide him, but it was a cloudy night. And as he walked along, he was holding a little lantern out in front of his dad, and he's walking. And they got about a half mile down the road, and he looked at his dad, and he says, Dad, I'm getting scared. His dad said, it's all right, just keep on going. And they walked on a little ways, and the boy tugged at his dad's coat. He said, Dad, I'm still afraid. And his dad said, well, that's all right. He said, you just hold that lantern out in front, and you just keep walking. And he walked a little bit further, and he got a little bit closer to his dad. He goes, Dad, I think I'm still scared. And his dad said, well, you know what? You just follow this light, and it'll take you to the end of the journey, and everything will be all right. And he did. Jesus Christ is like that this morning. You know, there are going to be times in your life you're going to have some fears. And guess what? When we get older, we still have fears. They just change. We have fears of maybe at work, career, finances, future, whatever it is. But I believe, like that illustration, Jesus Christ is a light in your life. If He's in your life, then guess what? He's going to provide that light. He's going to guide and direct. And that light will remain until the end of your journey. And the end of that is when you go home to heaven. And guess what? Then you're no longer living by faith. You're living by sight with God the Father. You see, that's what Jesus Christ provides. He provides a guiding light in life. And I hope and pray you have Him in your heart, because He is a powerful light. Now here's my second thought this morning. The purpose of this light. Let's go back to John chapter 12. John chapter 12 And let's look at the purpose of this light. In verse 46, he says, I am come a light into the world. I think it's safe to say that Jesus Christ, as we've already looked at, is a marvelous light. But then notice he says there, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Here's the purpose of this light. You see, Jesus Christ came into this world. The first thought that I have for you this morning is that he came into the world to produce light in a world of darkness. That's the reason why Jesus Christ came into this world. Because as he's looking out, or looking down on this world, he saw a world of darkness, a world of sin, and he decided to shine some light into this world. How many of you ever walked into a room, lights off, and you may be a little bit familiar with the room, maybe it's at work, or maybe you've come to church and you want to make sure you get across safely, so what do? You flip on the lights. As soon as the lights are on, you see clearly. You see obstacles that may be in your way. You see where you need to walk around or where you need to go. Why? Because the light provides, I guess you say, knowledge, so we know where to go. Jesus Christ came into this world because it was a world of darkness. Now the world itself this morning, and this is where we're going to get practical here, the world itself is a world of darkness. Now I think he's talking about the ways of the world. He's not talking about the physical world itself, because you know we have the sun going around and 24 hours a day, you know, half the day, at least for here most of the time, half the day you get sunlight unless you have cloudy day. So he's not talking about the physical world. He's talking about the ways of the world. Now he's talking about the teachings of this world, the philosophies of this world, the thoughts of this world, the desires of the world. He's saying, guess what? Those are darkness. This world is sitting in darkness. This world has no desire for God. This world has no desire to live for God, to seek God, to love God, to worship God. Now they might have a desire to do right, but it's usually a selfish desire, either so they can promote themselves or they can look good in front of others. The world is in darkness, and Romans 13 teaches that. It says there, it talks about the works of this world being darkness. Working in this world is darkness. Now, the ways of the world will not lead you to God. We're finding that out in our country, by the way. The ways of the world will not lead you to God. The ways of the world will actually pull you from God. Because what they'll do is they'll begin to encourage you to have faith within yourself. You begin to have faith within yourself that I can do this, I can do that. Now, there's nothing wrong with having confidence, but it's confidence in God. Lord willing, I'll do this. God has given me the ability to do this. God has blessed me with this. But you begin to follow the teachings of the world, it's going to be, I can, I will. You get pride in your life and God takes a back seat. You see, you begin to drift from God and you begin to be pulled away from God because the world is darkness. The world promotes itself. The world promotes its ways instead of pointing people to God. You know, Jesus Christ compared it to a blind man leading a blind person. And what did he say? The blind man lead a blind person, they both fall into the ditch. You see, it's like following someone in darkness with the lights out. I tell you what, if you're going to do that, you better trust them and they better know the way. Because if not, you're both going to be in trouble. Well, that's what's happening in our world today. You have one following another or one following a group of people, and guess what? They're going in some direction. Many of them are going all sorts of direction, but they're not going towards God or towards heaven because they're focusing on this world. It's a world of darkness. And any time Jesus Christ is eliminated in the thinking or moved aside, then it's going to be darkness. It's what's going to happen. Why? What did we just talk about? Jesus Christ is light. He's the light of this world. If you remove the light, then all you have is darkness. This morning, we turn these lights off and I turn a flashlight on. We have the flashlight. I remove the flashlight. What do you have? Darkness. You remove Jesus Christ from your church, you're going to have darkness. You remove Jesus Christ from your home, there's going to be darkness. You remove Him from your personal life, there's going to be darkness. You remove Him from schools, there's going to be darkness. And that's what's happening in our country. People have removed Jesus Christ, and they're in the process of removing Him, and they're producing darkness. And that's the problem. You see, sin is rampant because there's no light. No different than if you turn the lights off downtown for a week. You'd have all sorts of problems. The lights are being turned out in our country. We should pray for our nation. Pray that Jesus Christ will be seen again and that He'll be allowed to shine His light in our nation. But that's what's happening this morning. Now, in your life, make sure that Jesus Christ is still part of your life. Make sure you've trusted in Him, of course, brought Him into your heart, but make sure that you're following after Him. As far as the world is in darkness, and that's because the inhabitants of the people are in darkness. You know, I read somewhere a politician once said, he goes, you know, no nation should, he's talking about a democratic nation, not a dictatorship, but he said, no democratic nation should ever complain about its leader. He goes, because they're the ones who put him there. He's a direct reflection of the people. And so if the people have put him there, then that's what the people are. Now you think about this. Now, of course, he's not saying everyone is that way, but as a whole, that's a representative of the people if they voted him and elected that person in. You think about this morning. The reason why the world is in sin is because we're sinners. That's why the world is in darkness. We are sinners. We have a sinful nature. Left to ourselves, we would live for ourselves. You know, you think of infants when they're born. Selfish, greedy. That's what they are. You go to a nursery and you have all kinds of problems of taking. I read where one man said, you know, he goes, you see an infant. And you see, you know, you'll see a dad holding an infant sometimes. And maybe that infant will look and want a pen out of his pocket and begin to try to grab that pen. And then the dad will grab his hand and say, no, no. And then sometimes that infant will just throw a tantrum, get all mad and upset and try to grab it and reach it. And you know what that man said? He goes, you can be guaranteed of this. If that infant had the power of an 18-year-old, he'd throw that man down, rip that pen out of his pocket and do what he wanted with it. Even though it's his dad. Because of the sinful nature. Just that uncontrolled passion of the sinful nature. We all have a sinful nature. And if left to ourselves, we're going to run rampant. Now, not everybody will go the same direction. Some of us have weaknesses in different places than others. But left to ourselves, we will create problems. That's why we need Jesus Christ. We need a light to guide us. Because this world is a world of darkness. And if you're in this world, now this morning, this is for you. Maybe you're here this morning and there's someone here that's not saved. You've never trusted Christ as your Savior. Then you're alone in this world of darkness. Let me give you an illustration on this. On D-Day, back in World War II, you know, when the Allied forces came in and they invaded the beaches there in Normandy. Well, early that morning, in the early hours, they sent paratroopers over. And they parachuted out. And you're talking in the early hours, during the darkness. They parachuted out of those planes. And they parachuted and landed behind the enemy lines so they could begin to, of course, fight and meet up with those men that invaded the beaches. The stories that come out of those testimonies of some of those men are just amazing acts of heroism. Men who did great things. And just because of them, we have freedom. And they fought for our freedom. But there's one man, he was an Army paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne. He landed, and like many, when he parachuted out, it was dark, the wind was blowing, and he got separated. Landed by himself. Anyway, in his diary, he wrote this. He said, in those early hours of that morning, he said he finally realized what it was like to be alone. He was in the middle of a foreign country, enemy all around him. He had no light. And he knew nobody. He said he finally realized what it was like to be alone. And he said it was the loneliest moment of his entire life. Now this morning, I'm going to tell you this. If you're without Christ, spiritually, that's how you are in this world. There is no light in your life. I'm not going to try to make it feel better and say, well, it's okay. It's not okay. There is no light in your life. There is no direction for you. You're like that. You're in this world. You're on your own. And you may say, well, I can handle this. Well, yeah, you may be able to handle it right now, but you wait till some problems come up. And that's why many people just, they try to ignore problems, they turn to other sources to try to get rid of their problems because there's no light. But with Jesus Christ, there is light. Now, secondly, as far as the world is darkness, but the world is also dangerous. Darkness is uncomfortable. Now, at first, it may not be that big of a deal. But when the lights go out and you have to sit in darkness for a long period of time, after a while it becomes uncomfortable. I mean, you can no longer enjoy your life. Now, like I said, for the first half hour or so it may not be too bad. But if you had to live in darkness for a prolonged period of time, there are many things, I imagine there are many things in your life, just in your home, that you would not be able to enjoy because of the darkness. Because you just couldn't see, you couldn't go enjoy it. Darkness is uncomfortable. And here's why. First, it's confusing. You don't know where to go. You don't know who you can trust if there's darkness out there. Also, it's crippling. Nothing can be done in darkness. You just got to wait till the lights come on because of the darkness. Now, when light arrives, what happens? It's refreshing. It's encouraging. You turn the lights on, you can go do things. I read one farmer said he enjoyed the light because that meant he could go out and work. Whenever the sun came up, he could go out and he could get things done. Light is like that. It's refreshing. You know, Jesus Christ is like that. When He comes into our life, then guess what? He clears up confusion. And maybe there's one here this morning that has some confusion in your life. You know what Jesus Christ does? He clears that up. For two reasons. One, there's a plan now in your life. That's God's end of it, by the way. He has a plan for your life. And when Jesus Christ is in your life, you realize that. And secondly, there's a purpose to your life. And that purpose is to glorify God. You're here this morning and you're saved. You're to glorify God with your life. Whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, the Bible tells us, do all unto the glory of God. Memorize that verse. Apply that this week. Everything you do should be done to God's glory and to bring honor to God. See, that's your purpose now. Because you now have the light. You now have the direction that God can give. Also, when Jesus Christ comes into your life, it also cures up the crippling, so to speak, of not being able to do anything. See, with Jesus Christ, you have power to live. You have a place to go. I'm not talking physically necessarily, but a place to go. You have a future to look forward to. You got a home in heaven. You got a reason to live. And also, you got a path to take and a person to follow. That's Jesus Christ. You know, that's what light does. Light brings hope. Light brings encouragement. You know, that's why I think there is so much discouragement in this world. That's why there is so much depression. Because many people don't have Jesus Christ. There is no hope. There's no future. There's no purpose. There's no plan. Without Jesus Christ, it's just live from moment to moment. One day at a time, whatever happens, happens. With Jesus Christ, there's a purpose to everything. And you begin to realize that and begin to read His Word and follow His teaching. So, the light is powerful because it provides safety during times of danger. There's an illustration several years back, actually at the end of World War II. The USS Indianapolis was sunk. They got hit by a submarine torpedo and they went down. Well, for several days, nobody knew they went down. And the sailors and some of the Marines hopped off into the water, of course. But as far as the account goes, they were there for several days. Nobody even knew that they had went down. There was some miscommunication. Well, they were found, I don't want to say by accident, it was God's will. I mean, there were several believers that were in that water. And they were found, but they weren't being looked for. A man who was actually scouting submarines flew over, looked down, and saw these men in the water. He would later say that it was basically impossible, but he saw them. And he saw them out in the middle of the ocean, out in the Pacific Ocean. And so he goes down there, couldn't believe it, realized that these men had been out there for days. He began to instantly radio back for help. Well, of course, news got out quickly, and ships in the entire area, destroyers and transport ships, heard about this, that there are some sailors that were in the water. They didn't know how many. They just knew it was a bunch. Well, it was a scramble. They all began to fire up their engine. They began to head towards that direction. The problem was many of them were quite a distance away. And the nearest one was the USS Doyle. It was a destroyer. And it was the nearest one, and it was under the direction of Commander Graham Clater was his name. They took off, just like everybody else. Well, as night was getting close on that fourth day, these men had been in the water for 3 days and three nights, and they were going into their fourth night. And as night was getting close, this commander realized that they were about 100 miles away still, and that there was no way they were going to make it, and they were the closest one, as far as their ships were concerned. They realized that there was no way they could make it to these men before the darkness set in. Well, they said he went down into his little area, his office area, and he began to think on those men. And he began to realize or to consider that another night in that darkness would just be devastating to these men. Sitting out there in that water for 4 days, no food, no water, no help, many of them not even realizing help was on the way. And so what he did is he ordered, now this was a risky decision, but he ordered that they had a searchlight on their ship. a 24-inch searchlight. He ordered for that searchlight to be turned on and to be shot into the sky because it was a cloudy night. There were no stars out, and he ordered for it to be shot into the sky so it could reflect off the clouds. It was risky because if there were any enemy ships in the area, they would see him, and they could make an attack. And he knew this, but he did it because he believed those men were in bad shape, and he believed they needed some hope. And so he did it. Well, later, after many of the survivors were rescued, and they were telling their stories later, many of them did talk about that. And several of them mentioned that that's what got them through that last night, was they could see a light in the distance, and they recognized it wasn't the stars. They realized it was a ship. And so these men realized, many of them, that safety was coming. Help was on its way. They had hope. They had encouragement, and they made it through that night. You see, this morning, that's what light will do in your life. Jesus Christ will bring that hope into your life. You're going to go through problems. You're going to have some difficult times. You're going to have some tough decisions to make. But with Jesus Christ in your life, that light there's that understanding that, guess what? Everything's going to work out all right. God's going to work it out all right in my life. God is going to provide. He's going to protect. He has a plan. And there's that hope, Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus brings hope into our life. Here's my third thought on the world being in darkness. Not only do we find it being uncomfortable, but we also find it being unsafe. Unsafe. You know, it's dangerous to walk without light. How many of you have tried driving without lights? I don't recommend it. Have you ever been driving your car and you see someone without lights? You're like, whoa, I didn't see him until they got a little bit too close. It's dangerous to go without light. Likewise, I'm going to tell you this morning, it's dangerous for you to live in this world without the light of Jesus Christ. You're taking your life in your own hands when you do that. And it's very dangerous. There are many dangers, there are many traps, and there are many snares to fall into. And those that are without Christ are also without His power. And they live according to Ephesians chapter 2, they live under the direction of the prince of the power of the air, which is the devil, who is the ruler of darkness, by the way. They live under his power, under his control, and under his direction. And those that walk in darkness have no idea where they're going. You can be religious, you can even be in church on Sunday, but if you're without Christ, you have no idea where you're going. You're just going. You're just going forward. No different than turning on off all the lights in your house, just walking around and trying to live like that. That's how you're living life in this world. You're just hoping for the best and you're just going forward. And because of that, it's unsafe in this world without Jesus Christ. You're bound to run into problems. You're bound to get yourself into trouble. And for believers, you choose not to follow the light that's been given to you, then don't be surprised you get yourself into some troubles and some difficulties. Thirdly, it's unprofitable to live without Jesus Christ. You know, today, even with electricity, you know, we can work at night, but we cannot work in darkness. Now think about that. We can work at night because of electricity. You know, there are companies that have overnight shifts. They're able to turn on the lights. Some of them will have backup generators in case the power goes out. They can keep the lights going. But what if we didn't have that? You know, at one time in our world, it was like that. At one time, they didn't have iPhones. At one time, we didn't have computers. At one time, they didn't have electricity. And when you read the history of those people, you know what? They didn't have night shifts. People did all the work in the daytime. Now, they had candlelight, but it didn't do a whole lot of good when you're talking about a large space. So most people just rested at night. You know, in darkness, you can do nothing. If you turn out all the lights, you can do you just can't do anything. It's unprofitable. You know, this morning, light is required for us to work physically, but light is even required for us to live for God. If you're going to live for God this morning, you need to have Jesus Christ in your life, because it can't be done in your own power and your own strength. It's needed to live a life that's pleasing unto God. It's needed so you can serve the Lord. And without the light, we can do nothing. That's why Jesus said that in John 15:5. He wasn't talking necessarily about light, but he was talking about himself. He says, without me, ye can do nothing. You see, without light, we can't live life for God. So we need Jesus Christ in our life, because he provides that power and that ability for us to live. You know, in closing this morning, Jesus Christ is our light. That's what the Bible teaches. John 12:46. It says there, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. You know, in closing this morning, Jesus is a light in this world. And I'm going to give you three thoughts in closing real quick. The first one, look to that light. Notice at the end of that passage, He came into the light into this world, that whosoever, think of this, He came so that way we could follow that light, so we could have light in our life. Only those that have Jesus Christ have light in their life. Those without Him live in darkness. Now this morning, I want to ask you to examine your heart. Have you trusted in Christ as your Savior? If not, then you are living in darkness, according to the Bible. You're living without the spiritual light. You're going to run into problems. You're going to run into troubles. But with Jesus Christ, you have light, direction, a plan, a purpose, all that comes with that. So I encourage you to look to that light. Trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Secondly, I encourage you to live in that light. 1 Peter chapter 2. Let me read this to you real quick. Here's what he said about the light. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. He says there, speaking of those that belong to the Lord, in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, he says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." This morning, if you're saved, you have been called out of darkness, and you now live in His marvelous light. Now I'm going to give you something to think about if you're here this morning and you're saved. Don't return to the darkness. Now, I'm not talking about losing salvation. That's secure. But you know what we can do? We can go live in our old ways. Now, of course, you're going to be chastised if you belong to God. God's going to deal with you. But we can be stubborn. We can stumble back into our old ways. We can stumble into sin. So this morning, I want to encourage you, if you have been pulled out of the darkness into the light, then live in that light. Abide in Christ. Remain with Jesus. Read His teachings and apply His Word. Don't go back into that darkness. Don't put yourself there. You know, I think of the illustration I have here. I think of when the power goes out. You know, when the power goes out, and we're coming into the springtime here. We may have some storms, and we may lose power over the next few months with some of the lightning storms that'll take place. And when the power goes out, you may get your flashlights, get your candles ready, and you wait. There's not a whole lot you can do. But when that power comes back on, and I'll speak for myself. I can't speak for you because I don't know if you've ever done this or not. But for myself, I have never, when that power came back on, I have never said, "Man, I wish that power would have stayed off." Or I never walked throughout the house and turned all the lights off and then went by candlelight again. Once that power came on, I put all that other stuff away. I checked everything out. Usually I probably go the opposite extreme. I turn all the lights on, get all bright in there because I'm tired of the darkness. As a believer, you've been pulled out of that darkness, out of that world of sin. Don't go back. Walk with God. Abide with Christ. Be faithful to Him and live in that light. And finally, learn from that light. You see, Jesus Christ is our great example. He's everything to us as a believer. Learn from Him. He is that light. Follow Him. Get right behind Him in life. Let Him be not only an example, but let Him guide your life, your words, your conduct, where you go, what you do. Let Him be your leader in life and learn from Him. You know, this morning, I hope and pray this was a blessing to you. I hope and pray more than anything else that you have settled your salvation, that you've trusted in Christ as your Savior. And if you have, that you realize the importance of this light in your life, that you can now live for God. We're going to close with a word of prayer. We're not going to have an invitation to come forward because of our setup this morning. But when I pray, if God has worked in your heart, you can pray as well to the Lord. Or afterwards, if you have any questions, any concerns, you want to know more about salvation, please see me afterwards. We can show you from the Bible how you can know that you're saved or know what salvation is if you have any questions concerning that. But just make sure. I hope and pray that you make sure that if there's anything God has worked in your heart here this morning, that you get it settled with Him. Dear Lord, we thank You for this day, for blessing us. I thank You for allowing us to be here. I thank You for being the light in this world. I thank You for lighting up this world so we can have salvation and we can have not only a new life now, but also eternal life with You. I thank You for those that are here this morning, and if You've worked in anyone's heart in any way today, I pray they get it settled with You.